The area around Columbus, Ohio, has been hit hard by the opioid epidemic. And judges say courtrooms are jammed with misdemeanor cases that are tied to addiction. Now, they hope a treatment clinic in an unlikely location will be part of the solution. Side Effects Public Media's Paige Flager reports.
It's a busy morning in Franklin County's courthouse. People stream through metal detectors and elbow their way into elevators.
You have to be aggressive.
Jessica Gerwin presses the button for the sixth floor.
Floor six, going down.
And so when you get up here, you make a right.
She steps into a courtroom, walks past the rows of chairs and the judge's bench, and opens a door, revealing a makeshift clinic. A table is lined with boxes of rubber gloves, needles, and the drug Vivitrol. It blocks opioid receptors in the brain for a month at a time to prevent relapse.
This was actually the judge's robing room. And the judges were basically like, we don't need a room to put robes on. Let's utilize this space to help people.
Gerwin works for Positive Recovery Solutions, the company that set up the clinic last year. The program is part of a trend, bringing treatment closer to the criminal justice system. More than 3,000 special drug courts offer treatment as an alternative to a cell. And some courthouses now welcome programs like group counseling sessions. But having a clinic in the courthouse is unusual. Gerwin says it takes a lot of buy-in to set up a program like this. And that starts a few floors up in the courtroom.
If you do not have drug and alcohol problems, you will be back. And then we will have more problems to deal with. So,
Judge Eileen Paley says most of the crimes she handles, from solicitation to stealing, are tied to addiction.
People aren't stealing out of greed. They're stealing out of need. I mean, there's a desperate need for their next fix. I've actually had people using heroin in the bathroom and then coming into my court.
A few doors down, Judge James O'Grady says, depending on prior arrests, he is more than willing to cut a deal with someone who goes to the clinic.
So if somebody expresses an interest in getting treatment, then I take the jail days off the table. I'm certainly not going to send someone to jail at that point, because I realize that just putting someone in jail is not going to help anyone with an addiction problem.
For someone in jail, the clinic program can be part of a release plan. That's what Judge O'Grady offered to Corey, a former heroin user. Dressed in a tan uniform, he's handcuffed to a pipe in the wall and swiveling anxiously on a chair.
I'm about to have a child. She's 6 months pregnant. She's going to doctor's appointments on her own, mm-hmm. all this. Like, mm-hmm. So really, that's my main issue. Like, how long does it take to get it?
Okay. Excuse me. How soon can you get out of jail?
Catherine Richards works for the probation department. She fields questions like Corey's all the time.
It's always a concern that when their primary motivation seems to be getting out of jail. But for people who are in jail, that's just normal.
She says even though Corey might use the clinic program as a quicker way out of jail, it could get him thinking more about treatment. Nate, who's on probation, also asked us not to use his name because he doesn't want potential employers to know he's in recovery. This is his third time in the courthouse clinic.
I mean, it's just misdemeanor probation, but I'm doing better now. So I got this program to thank for that.
Nurse Katie Gast greets him like they're old friends. They talk about Game of Thrones and group meetings.
Your right side today. Are you excited?
No.
Come on.
It's a shot in the ass. Who's really excited about that?
Good job.
Outside, his mom is waiting. She says last year, Nate overdosed. She thought she had lost him.
When you're the actual parent to one of these kids that's killing themselves, it's heartbreaking.
Since it opened in July, about 75 people have gotten shots of Vivitrol, and about 60% of them are meeting all the terms of their probation. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Paige Flager.